Hello?
Is it John Ed?
This is he.
John Ed, this here is Mercer. Are you still in charge of that clown museum?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're the one I was supposed to talk to. Listen, we're on our way in from Ponca City today.
Ponca City, okay.
Yeah, I'm from a North Oklahoma Clown Appreciation Society.
Well, I'll be doggone. That just...
We got
a tickles me to death.
Yeah, got a busload of them coming up there.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Well, I thought you knew about it.
No, I don't have any idea about it, but if you clowns come up there, I'll have the door open at 10 o'clock.
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to have derby hats and makeup kits and rubber noses for us. And
well, I see that box I don't think came in yet.
No, y'all were supposed to have it, and there's a big clown cake and party favors. And
well, I'll be damned. Well, it might be there. I don't know what time UPS gets in town, but
yeah.
If it's at the door, we'll, when I open up at 10, we'll get them all out.
Yeah, because we supposedly one the chapter secretary mailed y'all a check for $280.
$280. Well, no wonder we haven't got, because that's $380. You've made a $100 mistake.
Do what?
It's supposed to have been $380, so no wonder we didn't have that stuff.
I don't know what you told me.
No, it was supposed to be $380.
How come for the extra $100?
Well, probably on account of me.
What are you going to do?
Well, because I might take that $100, and I'm going to throw a little party after y'all get your ass out of there.
Well, you might just get an ass whooping.
Well, no, I won't either, because I got some standbys.
I'll be on you like a booger on a bathroom wall.
Jude, man. I'll tell you what, anyway, the $100 goes to me, and that's reading that those favors aren't there yet.
I'll give you $100 worth of ass whooping, but I ain't going to give you $100. We paid the $280, and they said that's all it was.
Well, whoever they is full of shit, because that's not enough.
I'll be on you like stink on a camp toilet, Johnny.
You know what, for my cooperation and my expertise, $100 is way too cheap.
Well, hell, I don't know about that.
Well, I do.
You ain't going to be worth $100 after I put $100 worth of pop knots on your head.
Well, anyway, now I'll have the police department there and the deputies.
Well,
and
you're
and,
the one. You're the one.
And dogs and attack dogs. I'll have attack dogs there.
You're the one that's wrapping me off. I'd paid the $280 and you're trying to get $100.
Now you're putting the whip on me, Stephen, so I'm going to have to pay something for them damn attack dogs.
Well, hell no. You just want to talk about the $100
extra. I don't think I need, but probably a little weenie dog or something like that. No tougher than you are. And, you know.
Well, hell, I'll be on you like thigh fat on a Dixie chick. That cake, we need to have it say the happy birthday to Jim and Mindy, all right?
Jim and Mindy.
Jim and Mindy.
Yeah, okay. That'd be fine.
They had a couple of clowns that put us up to this.
Yeah, John Ed, you're full of shit. You're as full as they come.
It ain't no wonder you're working at a damn clown museum up there.
You're the biggest clown up there.
Now you know why I'm doing it.
I do.
Who's Jim and Mindy?
I don't know.
Jim and Mindy. Yeah, you know a Jim and Mindy.
Oh, that's that illegitimate kid I got.
That's the one. That's the one.
And his other dad named him.
That's right. That's the one with the big feet and the red nose, right?
Yeah, and the little dick.
That's just what his clown's character's name is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Little dick. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. Well, I tell you what, I'd hate to come up there and have to kick your ass so hard you'd had two opportunities to pick corn out of your teeth.
Johnny, this is Phil and Brent. We're at KMOD Radio in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you.
We ain't lying to
Not
you.
Not kidding you. They sent us an email and want us to give you a call and pull your leg.
Yeah, you ain't.
Well, I tell you what, I've had my old leg pulled so many times.
We can tell.
I kept sitting here thinking, who is this ass that was calling me? I know his voice, but I can't put a face with it. You know?
Yeah.
And
he says you're 72 years old and a real bullshitter.
Yeah. Well, he kind of hits the nail on the head.
So tell us when your museum's open and where it's at.
It's open from Tuesday to Sunday from 10 to 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and you're in Sedan, Kansas?
Sedan,
Kansas.
Right.
It's the Emmett Kelly Clown Museum.
Just Emmett Kelly Museum.
Yeah. Emmett Kelly Museum.
And Sedan's a good little town to come to. And
that's what I hear. Just don't expect to get any clown noses and makeup kits when you get there. Or a cake.
Or sire any children with big dicks.
I can see you can cut some of his stuff out. Then.
Yeah, we probably
we might have, on the air.
No, we have to do that.
Oh, you great sport, man.
Now we do want to play it on the air after we edit it.
Yeah, though. We might
have to. Yeah, you want you to edit that.
Yeah, we'll have to.
We'll do it.
Okay, man.
All right. We appreciate you being a good sport.
We ever
guys,
get up,
I'm glad you called.
Hey, we appreciate you being a good sport.
Sometime.
We'll do it. Okay?
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.